Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, ESPN Radio. It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott in for the guys today. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. If you want to join the conversation, you can at 1-800-1-888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. I'm a mess today, Bart. Pronouncing words wrong, yes. Giving the wrong number out.
Yeah, man, your Yankees got the brakes beat off of them, and that's what happened, too.
I sit through a doubleheader, and I get Mitchell no joy.
We don't know anything about Donovan Mitchell.
That's literally what yesterday was for me. No joy at all watching the Astros beat the Yankees, right, in a doubleheader, and both
that's,
games.
That's a big fear.
And then on top of it, I've been texting like crazy. Like, I mean, seriously, like, I had to borrow some minutes. Like, I was running out of data. Like, just texted everybody. You got those warnings.
You got one of those
like,
old
singular
phones.
Up your data.
You got to add 50 more minutes on your phone.
But it's all the same thing. It's like, nah, man, status quo. Like, what are all these reports about Donovan Mitchell then? I don't know. Status quo. I was like, all right. And then the Yankee thing. And we talk with Jun Lee, and he's saying that's
the biggest
Juan
concern.
Soto got that trade rumor going on. Aaron Judge, ice cold. He's being real cold. He still smacks another home run, right? Jogging around the base paths, just going like, you better pay me. Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, perfect pair, dominating the headlines this week. Perfect pair brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. So yesterday during our show, Bart, we were talking about that we had gotten the news of Kyler Murray's new deal with the Arizona Cardinals, $230.5 million, his extension is, and $160 of it guaranteed. And as you heard there in the rejoin, I said, all right, so if Deshaun's fully guaranteed $230 would be the ceiling, because no offense, I know you're a Raven, and you love Lamar Jackson. But there's no way that Baltimore's giving him a fully guaranteed $230. Right? I don't see that happening.
No, they wouldn't like
so him. So if that's the ceiling, I guess Kyler's deal has to be the floor. Like, if you're Lamar, you don't need an agent. He doesn't have one.
Yep.
You're Lamar and his mom. You walk into DaCosta's office. You go, all right, well, you know where to begin. Right? You know where to begin.
Yeah.
And is his annual average going to be 46.2?
No. He's worse. This is the difference, right? Like, what makes his contract as far as you know, crazy is that he's not a better player than Deshaun Watson. So, like, he had but when Lamar Jackson walks in there, he's gonna say, "I'm better than this player," and he got paid before I got paid, right, and I was in the league before him. I'm an MVP. I'm 70% of your offense. I'm 40% of your run game. So, like, he's going in there and negotiating as a quarterback and as a running back. Kind of like how when you think Shohei Ohtani's going to go to the negotiating table, they got to pay him like a player and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, hey, I'm 25% better than this guy. I need 25% more guarantees than this guy. So if his guarantee is 160, mine needs to be 185.
185.
Yeah, like 185. And I need my average per to be somewhere – either 25 or 50% higher annual value in between Aaron Rodgers and this guy, right? I understand.
So you're looking at 48.
I'll concede that Aaron Rodgers is a better player than me, or he's an MVP and he's a Super Bowl winner. Right now, it's arguably that he's the best quarterback in the game. So I get that. I can't say I'm better than Aaron Rodgers. So I need something in between. I'll meet you in the middle.
Meet you in the middle, so 48?
Yeah, 48.5.
We're looking at 185 on the guarantees, and that's that. So, but you think as far as like 230 is sort of like the range?
Oh no! You got to add that. So, like, if he's making 25% more,
that's right. Yeah. Your average, yeah. So it's got to go. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So he'd get the richest deal.
Yeah,
well,
I guess
Mahomes has the richest deal because
No, it's the years, but no, richest deal, you average, you go through average, right? Because we're going to say eventually Lamar Jackson, unless he loses two kneecaps, is going to get another contract.
But this is something that, you expect with training camps opening in just a few days, that something should get done in Baltimore. But now, like I said, the parameters are set if you're Baltimore. I mean, there should be no doubt in your mind of where you need to be at this point. If they were lowballing him, Kyler Murray just changed the game. Mike Tannenbaum, our ESPN front office insider, He talked on Canty and Carlin about what kind of deal Lamar should get.
If I'm Lamar, I walk into the Ravens front office and say, hey, you know, Deshaun Watson just got a full year, you know, a fully guaranteed contract for, you know, $46 million a year, and that's what I want. And I played as good as Deshaun Watson. I've been impeccable on and off the field. And while I'm not asking you for more than Deshaun Watson, I don't think that I deserve any less than he gets.
And then, of course, it's the guarantees, like you said, are going to make
the biggest
difference.
Sound about on a treadmill when he was at?
Yeah. Mike sounded like he was walking outside.
Okay.
And it was like yesterday when it was like 100 degrees.
Oxygen at a minimum.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe he was the one running in, like saying, Lamar, you need representation.
right. He has been an agent. That'd be a
Can
hell of a
I
clip.
Help? Yes, he has. Right? Can I assist you here to get the number that you need to get? All right, you're plugged in Baltimore. What's going to happen?
I mean, I think they get it done. I mean, Baltimore likes certainty, and sometimes they're willing to, like, really, like, play the game of chicken with a player. But ultimately, I think this is, you know, self-explanatory, like, what needs to happen. And you just don't want him going into the season without not feeling like, you know, Baltimore's all in. You look at, real, it's been a luxury that he's been an MVP. He hasn't made a fuss about getting paid early like all these other guys want to get paid early.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you pay him so that you can have peace. And also, like, it also signals all the other guys that are there that if you play well and you're great on and off the field and you're not a distraction, we pay you, right? You don't want it to be like, oh, if you're not a squeaky wheel, if you don't complain like Kyler Murray, if you don't whine and say, hey, blah, 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 I'm not showing up to camp, Baltimore won't pay you. They've already lost, you know, out on Orlando Brown Jr. where they had to trade him because they, you know, the anticipation they weren't going to pay him as a left tackle, even though he can play left tackle. They don't want to keep losing your premium young players because that's a result of you drafting well. You know, Lamar Jackson is an example of him drafting well. Getting Orlando Brown Jr. in the second round is drafting well. The fact that all their young players that they get, J.K. Dobbins, drafting well, Marlon Humphreys, drafting well. You know, that's why Baltimore has been a consistent winner because not only do they hit in free agency and they get guys that's ready to play, they also draft well, and I think Kyle Hamilton will be an example of that. You want to set the example that, hey, Kyle Hamilton, you come here, you ball out, we're going to pay you, you know, just like the top safeties in the league too. So this is more about sending a message to all the young guys. Play hard, do well, and we'll reward you.
And think about it this way too, Bart. Something we were I want to bring back from a discussion we had yesterday too, is let's parallel this now with Kyler, going back now off of Lamar Jackson. I'm sorry, going back to Kyler Murray for a minute. Remember, Kyler Murray had two choices. He could have gone to baseball. He was drafted by the Oakland A's.
Yeah.
He was actually, remember, before the draft, he wouldn't say about, right? He wouldn't talk about it. If you're drafted, will you go to the NFL? Will you play baseball? He wouldn't say.
Right.
I mean, he wouldn't talk about it, which was strange, right? He wouldn't reveal what he's going to do. He's been like this his whole life. He has just been calculated about everything he does. And he chose football because the A's wouldn't guarantee him a major league roster spot. Why? Because he doesn't want to. Nobody, who wants to go through that? The minor league, yeah, go work your way up.
Binghamton.
Yeah, all of it. Like wherever you're playing, right? Binghamton. All these places that you've got to play, ride the buses, all that stuff, because that's what baseball is. You don't just step right into the majors. And he didn't want to do that. And think about this now. He's 3 years into his NFL career, and he's got a $230 million contract.
The same contract. That
Aaron
right now,
Judge yeah. is 10 – how long now he's been a pro? 10 years?
Yeah.
And he's been in the minors, and he's gone through all the different years, arbitration, everything else. And he's still waiting to get paid.
And tell you the truth, he wants Kyler Murray's contract. That's what he's asking
for. To get,
$40 million a year. That's
yes.
what he's asking for.
Yes. So I know they're two different sports with two different revenue streams and two different rules and all that other stuff. I get all that. But when you really think about it, when you wonder why Major League Baseball is not getting as many athletes like they used to,
yep.
this is why. Because when you're an athlete, that means you are multi-sport. Like, you could play anything and you play it well. Dave Winfield played baseball, basketball, and football.
Big hurt.
You know what I mean? I mean, all these guys that were able to play both sports or two sports or whatever it is, And why would you choose to play? Why would you choose NBA or why would you choose NFL over Major League Baseball? That's why. Because the money comes sooner.
Yeah, unless you're like Bryce Harper and you don't go to college. That's the only thing.
Yeah, but what else? Again, he had to be guaranteed a spot. That's what you do. That's why you sign. You guarantee a spot. Why wouldn't you?
And that's what he asked the A's.
But Derek Jeter could have gone to college, but he chose not to. He signed and he went to the minors. And it took him 3 years, I guess, 3 or 4 years to get to the major league level, but that wasn't easy. It was. It took him a while to get his money. And then when he finally got paid, see, this is the whole thing with the Judge thing, is that even with Jeter, they won the World Series. He was Rookie of the Year, and he was looking for $5 million. He had made $750,000 in his rookie year, and arbitration wise, he was looking for $5 million. And the Yankees said, "You're worth about $3.5 million."
That same thing they said to Judge. They denied Aaron Judge, who's probably a candidate for MVP. For $2 million.
That's what the sport does. But see, that's what the sport does. So Kyler Murray could have been a baseball star, and he might have had a longer career. But the money's coming faster in the NFL, and that's why you make that move.
Yeah.
He was also, of course, the number one overall pick. That certainly helps, too.
He'll probably, when his career is all said and done, granted that when he's done with this deal, he's 30 years old or 29 years old, that means he signs another 5-year deal. And at that point, it'd be a 5-year deal for $300 million. He'll leave with, a $500 million in total earnings.
Yeah. It's wild to think about it, though.
We were both born.
Kyler got the contract that Aaron Judge is like, yeah, I'd sign that. Like, I'd take that. You think the Yankees couldn't afford that?
No. What are they, the second best, number one or number two most valuable franchise in the North American sports?
Yes. Yeah, one of the biggest brands in the world.
Yeah, they can't afford it.
It's amazing. Yeah, but again, Kyler Murray made the one right choice he made was going to the NFL. That's clear. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. We got calls coming up with you. I think we're going to do a little radio roulette. We'll do a little, right, call a roulette at the end of the show. I think, Bar, we'll have some fun. We'll get some people on that want to talk about all the different things we talked about. I'm sure people want to fight with you about Dak Prescott. I certainly look forward to that. But as we continue our two-a-days, we get you ready for NFL training camps. The next team we have to talk about, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Is it win or else this year? Because who knows what's coming after this? We'll get some insight from Tampa coming up in just a few seconds.
This is ESPN Radio's NFL two-a-days, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I'm happy I'm back. Happy I'm back with my teammates and it's going to be a great year.
We cannot doubt a Tom Brady-led team. But yes, Gronk not being there is a big issue for them. The touchdown to interception ratio of 48-0 with Gronk on the field in the red zone, that is something that we can't take lightly.
Third, if I had to guess right now, I think the Rams are clearly the team to beat to bring so much back from a championship team that beat the Bucs last year and knocked them out of the playoffs. I think the Packers are right there. You can make a good case for the Bucs as a solid third.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, ESPN Radio. Bart and Hahn in for the guys today. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. So let's go to Tampa, Bar. Let's talk about the Bucs and what to expect from them as we continue with our two-a-days. We go around the league, getting you ready for training camps that open up in just a few days. Tom Kresnicki, the great voice of Ronnie and T-Kraz on WDAE and 95.3 FM in Tampa, joins us right now. What's up, Tom?
Good morning, guys. Always a pleasure. How are you?
Excellent. Expectations for the Bucs this season. They are one of the favorites when you think about winning the Super Bowl because you have Tom Brady, you have a really good roster. They have that. Been there, done that, of course, still with the core of that team. They do make the coaching change. Todd Bowles now taking over there. I wonder, though, if, unlike the first time around with Tom Brady, it was sort of like, what can this be? Is this the sense of the window's about to shut, got to win it this year, because you don't know what's going to come next year? You might be looking for a quarterback after this season.
Without question. And I think that is the mentality. It's Super Bowl or bust this year, Alan, because Tom Brady in 2 weeks turns 45. And in my opinion, I think this is his last ride. I don't see him going somewhere else next year where he has to learn a new team, a new coach, a new supporting cast, a new offense when he turns 46 next August. So I do believe all of their chips are in the middle of the table, and it is Super Bowl or bust this season.
Now, you look at Todd Bowles being promoted to the head coach, and I think you know, you look at what Bruce Arians did in giving him a ready-made team, but a team with high expectations. If they fall short, ultimately the one of the things that's not the same is the head coaching position. Is Bruce Arians a huge, big elephant in the room casting a big shadow over Ty Bowles as far as expectations?
I don't think so, Bart, because I think Bruce Arians has got this fancy little title and he's basically going to be in the building, but he's going to be completely hands-off when it comes to Todd Bowles and running this football team. This is Todd Bowles' deal, and he's been waiting for the second chance. And, you know, this time around, he's got the go to quarterback as opposed to what he had when he was with the Jets his first time around, the first 4 years there. So I think Todd is going to do things his way. And one of the questions I asked him when he was on our show is, hey, how are you going to approach this the second time around? He said, look, I'm going to be me. I was trying to do the right thing by everybody instead of actually being myself. So I think he's going to be sharper, and I think he's going to be wiser this time around.
You don't think Ryan Fitzpatrick is a GOAT? You don't think that'd be a great Geno
Smith
and Ryan.
He's got a GOAT beard, I can tell you that. But.
Right, that's what Todd had in New York, and hey, they almost made the playoffs, and that's usually how we celebrate things. Almost, we were almost there. But with Tom Brady, you mentioned it, turns 45, and you know, at this point, you're just wondering how much he has left. He actually did retire, then unretires, and he still keeps talking like a guy that is on the fence. What kind of confidence level do you have that TB12 can be the GOAT when he does get on the field with this team this year?
I'm pretty confident, Alan, because if you know Tom Brady, and we've been around him now 3 years here in Tampa Bay, there's nobody more focused, competitive, nobody more determined than he is. And he's always looking for something to motivate himself. And he hears the talk out there about how quarterbacks don't really do well in this age. But he's thrown 83 touchdowns in the first 2 years here in Tampa Bay. And I expect him to go for somewhere between 38 and 40 once they get Chris Godwin back healthy from the torn ACL. Mike Evans is their number one. You can pencil him in for 12 touchdowns. He might be the most underrated receiver in the NFL. They also signed Russell Gage in the offseason away from the Falcons. I think he's going to be a big factor early as Godwin makes his way back from the knee injury. And you guys know Tom Brady. He will spread the ball around, and he'll make stars out of guys that you never thought would be big contributors. And he did that in New England for so many years with Deion Branch and David Givens and the like and Troy Brown. And I think the Bucs have some young receivers that they're looking to make that next step. And Cyril Grayson's a guy to watch in training camp because he showed some flashes last year, and I think Tom is starting to trust him more and more.
And speaking of that, right, he lost a lot of key pieces, a lot of, you know, staple, you know, a lot of brand names on there. You think about Ndamukong Suh, you know, probably being replaced by Akiem Hicks. You think about Gronkowski, his departure, Jordan Whitehead. You know, how do you think they did as far as being able to replace some of the pieces, bringing in guys like Shaq Mason? Are those upgrades or are those lateral moves?
I like Shaq Mason, Bart. I mean, you're talking about a fifth-round pick for a guy who's about as solid as a guard as you're going to find in this league. He knows Tom. And, you know, the way for the Buccaneers to be successful is to keep the GOAT upright. And he needs to have a clean pocket to throw from. They lost both of their guards in the offseason because Alex Kappa went to Cincinnati. And then Ali Marpet, who was one of the better guards in the league, retired. So they've got Shaq Mason at right guard. They're going to have an open competition with a bunch of guys competing at left guard. They brought Ryan Jensen back, which was absolutely huge. And I think Tom Brady made it known to the Bucs that, look, you know, if you want me to come back out of retirement, you got to keep these guys together. And the first phone call he made right before he came back was to Ryan Jensen. He's like, hey, are you in? Because I'm coming back. And Ryan Jensen said, you know, saddle up, partner. I'm back.
Yeah, and Jensen, obviously a huge part of that offensive line, especially right there under center. Tom Krasnicki joining us right now, talking all things Bucks. You can hear him on Ronnie and T-Kraz, WDAE and 95.3 FM in Tampa. So you know this is going to be a story that follows this team. As they sign Kyle Rudolph, they try to fill a space there on in the tight end position. But Rob Gronkowski is probably going to hover over this for the next couple of weeks and I think into the regular season. If you could pick a date of when you expect Gronk to play, if at all, what would it be?
It would be at some point during the season. I don't think he has any intention of going to training camp. And I think Bart will tell you, veterans hate training camp. They don't want to go. If they don't have to go, they probably won't go. So I think once training camp is over in the preseason, I mentioned this on our show, I think last week, right around Labor Day where he might get the itch. And you know, he's doing some of these other ventures off the field, but he's a football player first and foremost. And you know Tom Brady is going to be in his ear saying, hey, man, let's do it one more year, you and me, and then after this year, we can both ride off into the sunset altogether. So I think somewhere after Labor Day and injuries to the tight end position and other positions on offense would probably dictate that, but I'm not sold that Gronk is going to stay retired, guys.
Now, Bart, I want to jump in here because I want to ask Kraus something that Bart said. Now you would know because, again, you've been in Tampa a long time, so you've seen him play. Bart has a great belief in Jameis Winston. And now that he's in New Orleans, he feels like he's going to have a big year. He thinks the Saints are going to be a tough team. And he's fighting everybody because he's saying he's better than Dak Prescott. Kraus, what do you think of that?
I love you, Bart, but I wouldn't go that far. Look, Jameis has got really good arm talent. He's just inconsistent, and he always tries to make the big play when it's not there. We saw it for 5 years here in Tampa. There were some explosive plays, and then there were some plays you're scratching your head like, why did you do that? Now, with that being said, the Saints went out and got him some weapons this offseason. Michael Thomas has to come back healthy, and they traded a lot of draft capital to get Chris Olave and Jarvis Landry. But the thing to watch for with the Saints, they lost Terron Armstead. And I think that offensive line, which has been pretty good the last couple of years, might take a little step back without Terron Armstead. And you don't know if Alvin Kamara is going to start the season. He may very well get suspended. So if I had to choose between Jameis and Dak, I'm going to take Dak. Sorry, Bart.
And you would be wrong. I'll tell you why. Because the same issues that you brought up, them losing one great player in Armstead on the left side, I can say that you lost Buffett and Kappa. Right, but you guys replaced with one player. Everybody has holes. I just believe that, you know, Jameis Winston was in an environment there where it was no risk it, no biscuit, and now he goes to a place where he doesn't have to make the big play because that defense has given that Tampa team problems. Just remember what that Saints team has done to that Tampa team within the division since Tom Brady's been there. Ain't been all peaches, sunshine, and roses there. Well, I think the Saints will push Tampa for the division, and
Let's make a deal here.
Clip it.
All right, let's make a deal here. Kraus, this is what you're going to do. If Bart's right, you got to have him on your show. You have him on your show.
Oh.
And then Bart can brag about how he was right about Jameis Winston.
Kiss the wing.
100%. Even if he's wrong, I'll have him on the show.
Nice.
How's that?
Exactly. I love it.
We love having you on the show. We got to leave it right there, though. All the best. Thanks so much for the insight.
Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure. Be good.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Herman with the 0-2. And Bregman drives this one to left, toward left center. Stanton is back, looking up. See you later! Back-to-back jacks. First Alvarez, now Bregman. 2-0 Astros.
I hate everything about that. I hate the fact that after Bart hearing that.
And Han.
Scott in Texas.
I have a question mainly for Keyshawn because he played receiver.
Keyshawn?
And
you got the wrong
pardon
show.
Me?
Keyshawn's on in the morning.
Yes, I know. I recorded it. I'm sorry. So should I call tomorrow morning?
Unless you want to ask Bart.
All right, Mark, a question
Mark
here.
All right, tell you what, Scott. Mark and I are going to finish our show.
Bart and Han.
Hell yeah. Telephone man,
is something wrong with my line?
Dial my baby's number.
Get a drink every time.
Man, raise your hand if you can relate. Bart, raise your hand.
When I dial, you can still see me.
It is Bart and Han in for the guys. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Tune into a National League battle tomorrow night as Bart's Mets host the Padres.
Yeah, you said it right.
Presented by Progressive Insurance. Coverage begins 6:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. And, I hate everybody in the control room right now because it's bad enough I've got to stumble through the read of the Astros sweeping the Yankees to come out of the All-Star break.
Is this how it sounded?
No, it didn't. Don't hear it at all. Don't want to hear it. Don't need to hear it. The highlight.
We can't find it, so you're lucky.
Good. Bregman hitting the home run, and then they have
Herman with the
0-2. No,
and Bregman drives this one to left, toward left center. Stanton is back, looking up. See you later! Back-to-back jacks. First Alvarez, now Bregman. 2-0 Astros.
Oh, that's so much fun. You know what I got for you guys?
Give him the gas face.
That's it, all right?
Bing bang.
The whole control room gets the gas face. That's what you get. But we've got to but Bart's got the gas face for some quarterbacks in the NFL. We've been talking about Dak Prescott and where he ranks, and Bart doesn't see him as a top 15. But we want to know, who does he think, sucks as a starter in the NFL? Bart's bums list, bottom five. Bart, take it away.
It's been a while, man. I'm a little rusty, and you know with all my top five lists, you got to have an honorable mention. So we're going to start off with honorable mention.
So it's top
because,
six
listen, it was not – listen, the pool of bad football players and bad quarterbacks in the league, it wasn't any shortage. But I'm going to start with honorable mention. I'm going to go right to them Dirty Birds and Marcus Mariota. The reason why he didn't make the list is because nobody cares about the Falcons. That's why. They're not even relevant enough to be really on the list, right? We heard it. The teams with the future, they're number 32 as far as future, the future, and it's based on the quarterback position. Yeah. And Marcus Mariota is the big reason why. But let's go to the real list.
Number five.
Yeah, number five. We know, you know how you have great wines? The class of quarterbacks, the crop of quarterbacks of 2018 is a mixed review. But the reason it's a mixed review is because the two on this first list, makes up the, top 10 in quarterbacks drafted in 2018. My number five list, Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold. And not that Baker Mayfield isn't an okay quarterback, but when you mix the combination of the toxic environment that they're going to be a part of, they can try and break bread over Bojangles if they want, you're going to have people setting each other up like stepbrothers. Did you touch my drums? No.
Excuse
I tell
me?
You what. Yeah,
when
you touch my drums.
Phrasing?
You touch my drums? No.
Another one.
Man, so I tell you what, man. So right now, Carolina, that is a toxic environment. Two guys fighting for their NFL future. Matt Rhule is probably going to get fired after this year.
Number four,
and it's not because I don't believe in the talent. I tell you what, I can't believe in the organization, what they put around this young man. You talk about an organization void of talent. Oh, my God. Justin Fields is in trouble. Monsters of the Midway,
he's in Bonnie. Bonnie Rubble.
Yeah, he's in trouble, man. I tell you what, at the end of this season, I think he's going to have to file felony assault charges against the organization for the team that they put out there. He's going to be running for his life and using every bit of athleticism that he has.
Number three.
Number three, I tell you what, you know, you talk about the name of the stadium were bad, but I tell you what, the decision to go to Mitchell Trubisky as your starting quarterback is even worse. I mean, please, would you put a ketchup bottle back on the side as we transition from the insurance company? I tell you what, Mitchell Trubisky, you know, for the first time, I think, in his career, Mike Tomlin is not going to crack the 500 level. He's going to have his first losing season, and you can go back and you can thank Mitchell Trubisky because of that. No guy's stock has went up higher for not playing. Did you forget how bad he was? I tell you what, the Chicago Bears didn't. Mr. Trubisky is definitely number three.
Number two.
Tell you what, I think I would feel better if his celebrity lookalike played instead of the actual real thing. I would rather have Prince Harry as the quarterback of the Commanders than Carson Wentz. I tell you what, Carson Wentz is on his third, fifth, second, fast leg. I don't know why they would decide to go with Carson Wentz, but I tell you what, you know, we going to confiscate all the chips that Riverboat Ryan got, because guess what? He bet wrong, just like he did when they went against Attila against Van Damme in the movie Lionheart.
All right, wait. So Bart's bottom five is Bum's list of starting quarterbacks in the NFL. It is Bart Scott, Alan Hahn in for the guys, Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, ESPN Radio. So we get to the worst of the worst.
Number one.
Yeah, I mean, I love this guy and I love my city, but you talk about taking out of hamstrings and Achilles tendons. I need Fred McGriff, the crime dog, to take a big bite-sized bite out of Jared Goff as his career in the NFL as a starting quarterback is coming to an end. The great thing about the situation is the Lions going to finish near the bottom, but they have draft equity to go out and get a Bryce Young, to go out and get a C.J. Stroud. Jared Goff, listen, he's had some success, but he is not a good quarterback and it's not a good quarterback situation. Finally, hopefully in the future, the Lions will win and my dad doesn't have to throw up and drink himself into a gutter when the Lions play on Thanksgiving. But I tell you what, Jared Goff is probably the worst quarterback in the NFL.
So that's it. Bart's bums list.
Yeah.
Bottom five starting quarterbacks in the NFL. You want to give us a 5-1 real quick?
Yeah, I'll give you a recap. Number five is Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold. Yep. Mm-hmm. Number four, Justin Fields. Number three, Mitchell Trubisky. Number two, Carson Wentz. And number one, Jared Goff.
And there it is. I'm only happy because Zach Wilson is not on this list. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Coming up, we have some caller roulette. We will take your calls on what you want to talk to us about. If you got a hot take or a question or a statement or a joke, whatever you got, we will take it coming up next. And also, would you pay $1,000 to take a selfie with a celebrity?
What?
Depends on who the celebrity is.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
What's the most you've ever charged for a picture with you? Have you ever had those situations where you're somewhere and you people pay to get their picture taken with you?
No, it was just Revenge of the Nerds, the kissing booth. Nah, the only time I've ever done that, you know, you just pay me for being there. You know, I want a solid one. You know what I mean?
Right. So you're just there, and then people can take pictures with you for free.
Yeah.
That's what that's about.
Yeah, let's do that.
Well, Alan Yates was telling us, one of our producers, about something he saw involving a celebrity that is charging as much as $1,000 for a selfie. Yates.
Yeah, man. Like, so Chris Brown and Lil Baby, they on tour right now, just started. They're coming to Connecticut next week. I'll be there. No big deal.
All right.
But I'm not paying $1,000 to take a picture with Chris Brown. I could do.
He's
so
charging $1,000. Like, is he just going to stand there?
What about a video?
And you just come up to him and give him $1,000. You drop a G and then take a selfie.
So like, I thought that the pictures were photoshopped. I'm like, why are these girls like, you know, on Chris Brown's back? Basically, I'm like, there's no way this is a real picture. Then I did a little bit of digging, me and my social media team, and I'm like, hold on, they really paid $1,000 to take a pic with him. And then I saw a dude take a pic with Chris Brown, didn't shake his hand, didn't give him a hug. They were standing like you know, you go to a school dance and they tell you like 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
It's like that. And I'm like, bro, you spent $1,000 to not even touch Chris Brown.
Social distance picture.
So like, what you're saying is you'll pay $1,000 if he gets really close to you.
I'm not paying nobody $1,000 to do nothing unless it's rent.
Nothing. What if he moonwalking a circle around you, or if he crumping your face like y'all are battling for dancing?
Teach me how to moonwalk and crump if he's going to do that for $1,000. I need lessons so I can take it and make it portable.
Is there anyone that you would pay $1,000 to take a picture with? There's no one in the world.
Do I have $1,000 already? Like, is it a disposable one?
Okay, $500. Let's say $500.
$500. I got a list of crushes I definitely would take a picture with for sure.
See, that's what I mean, right?
They were having my crushes though. I can't go take a pic of like Jay-Z.
Who's your crush?
What if your girl came to you and said, "Hey, can you pay for that picture? I want to take a selfie with Chris Brown. Can you pay that?"
I'm gonna tell her to name me. Six
I want
Chris
for my
Brown.
Birthday.
Backstage. you wait outside
for my birthday.
Nah, I'm cool.
You wait outside.
Unless I'm in a pic with him, absolutely not.
You're like, hang on, Yates. Just hang out here for a second. We'll be right back. Click. You're like, Whoa! You start pounding on the door.
He'd be like the Ha Ha Davis skit that
exactly.
he has
and
from
I
the trainer.
One guard. Y'all got 10 seconds. But look, that'll be the last picture she would take. I'll tell you that.
Oh, you
happy birthday.
Home.
5 seconds. I'll see you later.
Congrats.
You're gonna be like the five heartbeats. You gonna just leave her there.
We're done.
Oh, call a roulette. So much fun. Don't you be line five now. It's Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, ESPN Radio. Barton Hahn in for the guys today. And let's go ahead and spin the wheel. Wouldn't you know, it lands on five. Line five.
Yo, what's up? Mekhi Becton landed on the pup, and I wanted to know how concerned Jets fans should be, and why can't this tub of sauce get right?
Yeah, I mean,
listen,
guys like that, man, it's tough. I've been around
the Jets offensive lineman was put on the pup list.
I've struggled with guys that I've been around a lot of guys. When you're that big, man, like you think like gaining 12 pounds is something that's equivalent to us having a good weekend and gaining like 2 pounds. Like, oh, man, I've been tripping. I've been on vacation. Like, just multiply that by pi. Like, I've been around guys like Chris Jenkins, was one of the biggest guys I've ever been around, struggled, hovered around 400. I've been around Damon Woody, who had to be in the, what we call the do the fat man walk, and, you know, usually have to come in too, man. So I just hope that,
Did you call it the hefty gentleman walk?
Yeah, that's what it's called. It's called the fat man walk. It's 4 and 4. So it's an incline at 4 and 4, and you have to walk for 22 minutes every day to try and
gentleman.
Get the fat out.
Yeah, Damian.
Yeah, D. Wood was on it. You know, he had to do it. Chris Jenkins. You know, I hope he can get it together. But they put him on a pup list because you don't want to put him out there and he's not been running full speed and then put pads on him and then have him pull something. So the same like when you look at Michael Thomas, he's been put on a pup list too, coming off injury. Slowly let him get acclimated to football activities and try and get him to lose a little weight.
Bottom line is you're not worried. You're not concerned. That's what you're saying, right?
I'm on a high alert. I'm just paying
cautiously,
attention.
All right, some caution. All right, to remind everybody, as we play Call the Roulette, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. When I call out the number caller you are. You tell us your name, where you're from, and then, of course, we proceed from there. So let's spin the wheel. We're calling number three.
That would be you, number three.
Yep. Yes, Kevin, how are you?
I'm number three. Great. First of all, love you guys. So my question is, you guys are just on this whole Donovan Mitchell, you know, trade. And I say, yes, that would be great for the Knicks. I'm a longtime Knicks fan. I love him. But he is not a top 15 player. Maybe he might be 15. But in order to win, if you look at it, the last how many championships, we've always had a top five player on that team who won the
right.
championship. He's not.
Were those?
But
let me ask you a question.
Able to attract.
It's partly that, right, Kevin? And you know what the other part is? How many of those guys were top five players immediately? He's 25 years old. He's been a three-time All-Star, and he's better than anything you have right now. So to get somewhere, you got to take a step. The Knicks have been on a treadmill for so long because everybody's paralyzed to make that move for a player. Kevin Durant didn't want to come here. LeBron James didn't want to come here. Eventually, you got to get over chasing the superstars who are rarely available. Rarely available. And when they have been, they've said no. So this is a step in the right direction. And you continue to build from there. That's how I feel about it anyway. All right, let's roll it. Call the roulette continues. Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, ESPN Radio. Let's go to... Oh, it's caller number two. Number two.
Calling number two here. Hey, Bart, you owe the Cincinnati Bengals apology, man. You've been dogging them for years. You said they didn't have an indoor facility.
They
getting one.
Suck for years.
Joe Burrows has changed the franchise tremendously. You owe them an apology, man.
I owe them an apology? Listen, even a blind squirrel finds a nut. Now, listen, I think they've done a good job, but listen, let's see if they can handle success as much as they handle failure, because now they're going to be the hunted. And let me tell you what, I guarantee those Ravens have those receipts of them, you know, mocking them, and I guarantee you that Cleveland's going to be a much tougher out. So, listen, I don't want to crown them right now, but, you know, in the late, great Denny Green, if you want to crown them, then crown them. But they are who I think they are, and they are the Bengals teetering on always becoming the Bungles.
Spin the wheel.
Think I'm not going to double down? Watching the show, listening for years.
Always 10 toes down. Always. Caller number one.
Yo, what's up? It's Christian from St. Louis. 30 for 30, give me Delonte West. Bart, you've been hating on that because you're sitting next to Chris Carter.
Yeah.
Been hating, calling Mark Sanchez for years. And one more thing. You will hit your way.
Oh, we got a little Buster Dabas. I just want
to.
Is he going Buster
Dabas?
Is he going Buster
Dabas?
Right,
the only part of the Delonte West.
Oh.
I don't know if Buster Dabas. No, he can't. No, 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 no.
Me.
He can't. He can't show up for KJM.
Okay,
he's
that's true.
Exclusively
okay,
in the afternoons only.
But I tell you what, the Delonte West, I want to see if the LeBron mom thing. That's what I want. You know what I'm saying? I want to see if
nobody.
That's all.
You know what? Delonte and Zach Wilson just do their own.
Yeah,
show.
Yeah. Like they call it MILFs activated.
No.
Got MILF.
Spin it, please.
Hey yo.
Spin it, please. Number six. Caller number six.
Hey, guys. My name's Dustin, and I'm a trucker, so I'm calling from everywhere.
What up? I love it.
I want to talk to you about your list. Hey, man, Marcus Mariota, you guys got to listen to me for a second. Coming out of college, he did the same thing as Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. The man ran and threw the ball greatly. Now, his only downfall was being drafted by the Titans and going to the cornerback killer, Jeff Fisher. Mariota does not deserve to be on that list, but if guys let him play like he could play, he'd be a much better quarterback. As Lamar Jackson said, he's not changing himself up. Thanks, guys.
But I had him as honorable mention, so he technically didn't make the list.
But
he almost made
close,
the list.
Though. Arthur Smith.
Yeah, somebody got to almost make the list.
He's getting an opportunity. He's got a guy that knows offense. I mean, let's see, you know, what he can become.
Well, he has a first-round draft pick. Not a first-round draft pick, but he has a guy there that's supposed to be the future in Ritter. Who kind of does what he does, but he's a lot younger and cheaper.
Let's spin it. We got time for another spin, right? Spin it. Oh, yeah. We got time. Caller Roulette, KJM, and it's now caller number three.
Aaron from Illinois.
And I got a question around Hans' top five list. How do you not put Daniel Jones in there with the dumpster fire that was last year and the year before and the year before? That's all I got.
Junior Whopper Hands? That's your guy.
But he's shown talent, right? And I think finally he has, you know, this is his third coach since he's been in the NFL, and I think that means something. So I want to see. There's no more excuses for Daniel Jones, but I'm going to give him one more year before I can put it on the list. He wasn't as bad as the other guys, right? You know, the other guys that lost their jobs. Like, every guy on that list lost their job.
But you like Daniel Jones. All right, one more spin real quick. One more. Take it into the weekend. Number four.
This is Joe from Northfield, New Jersey.
How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing fine. I want to know if you guys would ever do a series on Dale Earnhardt Sr. I know there was a movie out about him.
Yeah.
But I wanted to know if they would do anything more about him because, you know, how great he was as a NASCAR driver.
There's no doubt. He was great.
Yeah.
And the story about his son, you know, becoming also a great NASCAR driver, the tragic death happening. I mean, when have we seen in sports where somebody dies in action?
Yeah, man.
So compelling stories, no doubt about that. And he was one of the greats. But, Bart, I mean, like, as we're thinking about, like,
I want Mayweather.
You want Mayweather?
Yeah.
We can get a 30 for 30 on Mayweather.
He changed his name. Miss Jackson, see if you want to fight. He almost had T.I. wife.
Zach Wilson.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.